Okay, we're going to do Lamed Hei Amud Beis today till the Mishnah, just to review the Mishnah itself. So the Mishnah itself on Lamed Hei Amud Aleph goes through the things that are included in Pigul. So we'll just read it through quickly. Hashech des hazevach. Some Hashech zekor lechol dover shadar ke lechol. Lahak the dover. Lechol dover shadar ke lechol. Lahak the dover shadar ke lahak the kosh. Basically, the Tanakhama holds that in order for somebody to be over pigul, they have to have in mind to make an achila on something that's roi for achila, and aktor has to be something that's roi for aktor. Otherwise, it's kosher. Rebbe Lezer poisel. Rebbe Lezer holds it's poisel. So, meaning according to Rebbe Lezer, if somebody has in mind to eat something which is, let's say, an achilas mizbeach, so he has in mind to eat dam. Rebbe Lezer also agrees that if you have in mind to eat something which is not nechal and not miktah, that wouldn't be pigul. But Rebbe Lezer doesn't make a distinction between achilas odom and achilas mizbeach. He treats them both the same. And therefore, even though you had in mind to eat blood, lamashal, right, or you had in mind to eat emurim, shaloi bizmanoi, it would also be pigul. It would also be pigul. There is. That's the actually. Well, that's cool for the nekuda. The nekuda is: do we go by achilas adam, or do we go by achilas mizbeach? There is a zman for the mizbeach. We're only considering it a davar achila because of the mizbeach, and that's the issue. Meaning, there are two ways to understand Rebbe Lezer's shita. One way to understand Rebbe Lezer's shita is that the zman is basically tied into the mizbeach. It's called a dover hanechal because it goes on the mizbeach. It's achilas mizbeach. And now, according to Rebbe Lezer, the only thing he expanded was he made the odom in the place of the mizbeach. Lagabi pigul. Lagabi pigul, you become the mizbeach. You understand that? That's one way to understand Rebbe Lezer. That he extended the mizbeach to the odom too. Meaning, you have an odom, you have a mizbeach. They're both active participants in achilas hakorban. Rebbe Lezer holds that there's a seamless connection. So therefore, the odom is part of the mizbeach, and the melad it's also included. That's one way. And the other way to learn is no, it's not an extension. It's a new ribui that. Anything of this korban that goes on the mizbeach or gets eaten, if you're machashiv, it becomes part of the korban that's eaten. Look at me, pigul. So in other words, as far as pigul is concerned, now the dam becomes nechal, which fits what we were saying in the last couple of weeks, that pigul changes the korban. It becomes a korban shel pigul. So according to Rebbe Lezer, there's just like the dam is meratzel the pigul, whatever that means. The dam validates the pigul negatively, but it validates the pigul. It becomes a korban shel pigul. So the same halacha, the machsheves pigul validates in a negative way. Even the parts that normally go on the mizbeach, they become achilas adam as far as pigul is concerned. You understand what I'm saying? These are two completely different ways how to learn, and we'll see which mahalach to take. But again, this is lagabi Rebbe Lezer. According to Shitas Rebbe Lezer, that achilas meyach for achilas adam is also part of the pigul process. There are two separate ways to understand it. One is that the adam is in the place of the mizbeach, and the other way to understand is that the pigul in the world of pigul, anything that's nechal, whether it's adam or mizbeach, can be processed as pigul, which means your pigul, your machshavas pigul, makes that part of achilas adam. Lagabi pigul, tremendous nafkaminis, because exactly double what you were saying. Which man do we go by? If it's if the Adam is in the place of Mizbeach. So already, if he had in mind to eat it that night, it's pickle. Because the dam is nifsal b'shkiyas achamah. Mamish makes an afkamin in halach. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, if we look at the person as a representative of the Mizbeach, again, it's negative. But I'm saying, in the world of pigul, the Achilas Adam becomes like an Achilas Mizbeach in a negative sense. So then, the Zman of the pigul will be Mizbeach Zman. Which would mean that Damas Nifsal B'Shkiyas Achama, so if the guy had in mind to drink the blood, if the Shkiyah, that's Pigul, according to Lazar. Whereas, if we learn that in the Machshev is Pigul, your Machshev makes the Dam part of Achilas Adam, then the clock will be Achilas Adam. So if it's Nechal Feshtei Yomim, so you have till the next night. You know what I'm saying? If you had in mind to take the blood anytime between now and tomorrow night, it's not Pigul. The Mikdash David actually has a Chakira. He doesn't explain his starting, but he has a Chakira. What's this man of the Dam? Is it by Achil Solmechus Mechmeis? Again, the Lomdish Shaila behind it is Rabbi Lazar, who says that you could make Pigul something which is supposed to be Achilus Mizbeach. Do we schlep the Adam to the Mizbeach? Or do we schlep the Dam to the Adam? It becomes part of the Chilzon. Baal Kuponim, this is what he says. And the Midrash David is not really Machmir this Shaila, but he has this Chakira. Rabbi Nachum Zemba, Klach HaYad in his Shiv HaZeh Avram, he says Poshet, that it goes by the Achilles Adam. So in other words, if somebody would have a mind to consume the blood anywhere between now and tomorrow night, assuming it's Kachem Kalim, right? It would not be possible, or if Kachem Kadoshim, any between now and tomorrow morning, it's not Pigul. Right? According to the other side of Mikdash David, anytime after Shkiyas Achama, it's Pigul. Says the Mishnah, Lechel Dovash Taka Lechel, Hakta Dovash Taka Lechel, Pochs Mikazayas, less than a Kazayas, or Lechel Azayas, Hakta Chazayas, Kachem. This we had already earlier. On Daf Chavtes, we had this mission earlier. Shenachilu akto mitzdaf. Hasheichet es hazevach. By the way, agav urcha. This may actually connect this din of the Mishnah, because this din of the Mishnah she'ein achilu akto mitzdaf. We already learned on Chavtes. What's the revus of our Mishnah? So the Achroinim saying, Al Gabum, the Keren Oyer. Keren Oyer is the first one. Many other Achroinim will machav into the Keren Oyer. Keren Oyer says that our Mishnah is a Chiddush, even though we already learned that Ein Achil of Aktor Mitzdav. He says a Chap. He says that it could be that according to Rabbi Lezer, we're going now on the coattails of Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer just said that if you machashiv on Achilus Mizbeach, Pigul. Right? So according to Rabbi Lezer, you would think that Achil Aktorah Mitzdav. So in other words, the whole Mishnah Chavtes that said Achil Aktorah not Mitzdarev, that's if you hold like the Chachom. That if you had in mind to eat something that goes on the Mizbeach, or you had in mind to put something on the Mizbeach, it wouldn't become Pigul. Right? But according to Rabbi Lezer, who holds that if you had in mind to eat a Murim, or to consume blood, that it becomes Pigul, so maybe according to Achil Vakto Mitzdav, says the Mishnah not. But what I would point out is that may be Pshat in our Chakira. Meaning, if you learn that according to Rabbi Lezer, the Adam is B'mokah and Mizbeach, and the blood will taka become possible by Shkiyas Achama, then it should be Achil Vakto Mitzdav. Because it's one din. The Achilas Adam is B'mokam Zlike. It could very well be that itself is what the Mishnah is being machadish to you. That no, even Rabbi Lezer, who holds that if you're mefago, something which normally goes on the Mizbech and you have a mind to eat it, it becomes pigul. That's not because the Adam is B'mokam Mizbech. That's because the pigul has the ability to include any part of the korban into achilas adam, in dinei pigul. And the nail, they're not mitzvah. Different zmanim, different halachas, they're not mitzvah. But again, the ikki yisoid, the Kerenor already says. He says, that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Beyond the Mishnah and Choftes, is to tell you this chiddush, that achil v'akdal, they're not mitzvah. According to Rabbi Lazar also. Zokte Mishnah, Hashaykh zev l'chol kazayis min ha'ol, min ha'roitav, min ha'kifa, min ha'ol, min ha'tzomis, min ha'gid, min ha'kanayim, min ha'tlofayim. All of these things, you're not high for pigul, you're not high for noiser, you're not high for tome. Hashaykh mugdoshim lechol shlil shelye. If he has a mind to eat the shlil, which is the actual fetus of shelye, it's the sack, bachutz lepigul, because they're not part of the zevach. Hamoylik as a teger, if he does malik on a bird, and he has in mind lechol beitzeim bachutz loypigel, because they're not part of the korban. Similarly, cholov hamukdoshim, the milk, right? Ubeitzei toyrim ein chayovan alei mishim pigul noisol v'tomei. Bekitzel, they're not part of the korban for any of the halachas. Okay, the sugya itself, the next sugya you went into last week. We had a whole sheet of Rabbi Lezer. We'll just start from the bottom. I think we did that. We got up to the two dots, right? We had the program on Israfim. Rabbi Lezer said that the program on Israfim, there is a din of pigul. Pigul b'zevach nispagel shlil, b'shlil nispagel zevach, pigul b'ol nispagel merah, merah nispagel ol, pigul b'imugim nispagel porim, b'porim, so this was what we discussed last week, that Rabbi Lezer's chiddush is that when you mefagel the part of the korban, that there is a din of pigul, then the entire korban becomes pigul, including the part that wasn't able to become pigul because it wasn't the main part of the korban. V'shavim shem chishi b'achilas porim b'sreifosan. Somebody had in mind just about the burning of the Purim on Israfim. It's nothing. We had the Rambam, that's what we spent time last week on the Rambam, on 2 weeks ago. Right? Meaning that the Sreifas Purim is not a Dover Anita. That's what we came out of Mice. It's not something that's Matir. My Rav, Chishevei Mum, Nisparagu Purim, Sot Raya, Terebelet. No, Raya. Top of Laman Eman Beis, Chishevei Mugim. Okay. So now the Gemara is going back to the din of Rabbi Lezer, that Rabbi Lezer holds again that even though if you have in mind the shlil and the shell yet, that there's no din pigul, but if he's saying if you had in mind the korban, then the shlil and the shell yet do become pigul, meaning they're a toffel to the korban. So if you had in mind the shlil and the shelia, Taka, the Mishnah says no pigul. Rabbi Lezer is coming in the Gemara to say that that's only if your kavanah was on the shlil and the shelia. But if your kavanah was on the emugim, then the shlil and the shelia will be mitzvah, exactly. Not mitzvah, included. Included. Not mitzvah for the shia, included. Meaning if you only had a mind of half a kazayas, emugim, half a kazayas, shlil, it won't be mitzvah. His whole point is that once the shame pigul is chal on the korban, everything is included, including the shlul and the shel. Says the Gemara Toshma. So now we're going to try to bring a raya to this yisoid. The Mishnah says in Mila, "Poor man is slofim, musir man is slofim. Moyalim borem mishehugdish." There's a din Mila from the time that you mash these things. Now again, the reason why Poor man is slofim is being discussed here in Mila. Because most of the Inyoni Mi'ileh, right, they reach a complete point after Zrikin. Right? But the Purim and Israfim, they stay in the parash of Mi'ileh till they're burnt. Because they still have halal. Even though they don't have halal on the Mizbeach, in other words, in oil, of course there's a din of Mi'ileh. This is Haktorah. But the Purim and Nisrofim, they don't have Havorah. So there may be a Hava Aminah that once you do Zrike, just like the Marshal Shlomim, once you do Zrike, so the meat no longer has Mi'ilah, because now it's Hekdish is done. It's not Kotche Shemaim anymore. It's not Kotche Hashem. So you would think that Purim and Nisrofim, the Sreifa Sapah, is not part of the Hekdish process. So the Mishnah Paskins in Mi'ilah, Purim and Nisrofim, Sirim and Nisrofim, Moyel and Memishu Hekdishu. Nishchetu, Hukshiru Li Posil, Tfuyayim, Chuzikipurim, Lina, all the halachas of Kotchim, keep on going. My love, Zok the Gemara, Lina's Posil. Lina's Posil. Lina's Basa would mean that if somebody left the meat overnight, turn into noisa. Just like Basa that's made for eating turns into noisa. Just like a mulim will turn into noisa if they're left after this man. So who adin? This, the meat of the program and its offering. If that's the case, my love, Lina's Basa. Shma mino. If that's the case, Shma Mino, that is a Miguir. Migu the possible in a possible machshava. Because generally, Pigul follows the halachas of Noisa. Meaning, if it's valid enough to become Noisa, it's valid enough to be Pigul. If it's valid enough to be a Chutz L'Zmani of Noisa, it's valid enough to be Pigul. So we're trying to prove Rebbe Lezer's halacha. Rebbe Lezer is saying that Hagam, that the Aloch of Pigul can't be Chal on something that's not Achil and Aktore. Right? That's only to make the Chalois Pigul. But once the Chalois Pigul is Chal, it includes even things that are not Roy to make Pigul on. We had the whole debate with the Rambam. I'm just saying that's the way Rashi and the Rishonim. So now the Gemara is basically saying, so now we have a Raya. Because you see that the Gemara is assuming there's a din noisa on the basar. I'm talking about Purim and Nisrofim. So if there's a din noisa on the Purim and Nisrofim, so who had din? There's a din pigul. That's what the Gemara said. So if the Gemara, why? No, the basar of Purim and Nisrofim is talking not in the parasha. Not in the parasha of Lina, not in the parasha of pigul. Not like Rebbe Lezer. What does it mean? When it says, Hukshiru, it's not talking about the basar. It's talking about Imurim. You don't say Imurim. With that, there's no machlekes. Everybody agrees. Everybody agrees that the Imurim of the Purim, of course, is Pigul. It's a regular Imurim. We don't say Imurim. Homedic Tixani, Sefer, Kulam, Alambay. Our Beis Hadesh and Flek the Gemara. It says that there's Mile to Beis Hadesh. Clearly, that's talking about the basar. Meaning Mi'ilah is a chayav till the end. Mi'ilah you have till the end because that you have to realize the halachas of Mi'ilah and the halachas of Pigul are different. Because Mi'ilah is Gezel Min HaHekdesh. Mi'ilah is Gezel Min HaHekdesh. So anytime Hekdesh has a tachlis, so Reb Chaim Brisk is Masbid is Parichas is Tetzus Yishonim increases. That the reason why Nasus mitzvos ain moyel and boy. Once the mitzvah is ain moyel and boy. So Reb Chaim explains because it's a din gezel. Meal is gezel min hektish. So gezel min hektish you have to be taking from hektish. So once hektish is finished with it, right? So even though it didn't necessarily get a matia, that it's chum, but once hektish is finished, so you're not infringing on hektish. And maybe there's no mealah. So the din of Me'ilah is different. So even though the basar, let us say, is not really for Pigul, and it's not enough part of the korban to become noiser, but for Me'ilah, yeah. Because so long that there's a din sreifah, so Hekdesh still has a tachlis from it. There's still a tzarech Hekdesh. So even though it's not considered an intrinsic part of the korban, Hekdesh still has a tayelis. If Hekdesh still has a tayelos, there's still halacha for Milah. That's what it says. Actually, not the chabos. Ba'al kuponim, lagabi mi lezecha, we're talking about the meat too. Says the Gemara, mechlal, the reisha, limas bosa. The reisha, because it's still my one case, l'chayra. Gemara says, no, midiari. When we're talking about reisha, we're talking about the emuri. And Mila is talking about the meat. In my heart, something about no liar. No, midiari, kadis, mokadis. Reisha, emuri, and sefer bosa. So the vayu, no liar, to Rebbe Lezer. Wanted to bring a raya from Mishnah Mila to Rebbe Lezer. We'll say no raya. The Mishnah, when the Mishnah talks about Lina, it's only talking about the Deimurim. And when it's talking about Ochaz Mila, it's talking about the Basra. But Lagabi Pigul, there won't be. Because Pigul would go along with the Alochas of Noiser. And the Gemara now is going that there won't be a din of Noiser by Purim and Nisrof. There won't be a din of Noiser. Says the Gemara, Reishay Murim Sefer Basel. Moisiv Roven, Veilu Shem Faglin, Veilu Shem Faglin. Tzema Shebachoysh Akvosi. Vesar Shebazokin Tiosh. These are things that there's no pickle. But again, the Lashon HaMish is Eim Faglin, the Eim Mispaglin. The Gemara is assuming that Mispaglin means even as a Tofel. You follow? Meaning Eim Mifaglin, meaning it won't make the carbon pigle. The ain mispaglim, if the carbon became pigle, it won't become pigle. That's what the Gemara is assuming. So on that assumption, this mission will be a right now like a blessing. Tzema shebarosh kvosim, v'sar shebezokin tiyoshim, v'or, v'roite, v'akifa, v'olo, v'amura, v'atzomois, v'agidim, v'kanayim, v'tlefayim, v'ashlil, v'asheliyim, v'chol mokdosh, v'esiterim, kulom, loy mifaglim, v'loy mispaglim. My love, this will be a right now like Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer wants to be Mechadish that there's two Shulchan Aruchs. There's one Shulchan Aruch to make Pigul, there's another Shulchan Aruch to become Pigul. And even though the Shlil and the Shelya are not really to make Pigul, but they are loyal to become pigul, right? So here this Mishnah seems to say, loy mefaglin v'loy mispaglin. That's what Gemara said. My rav, loy mefaglin mesazevach v'loy mispaglin mach mesazevach. Here the Gemara makes it d'chiyah, loy. You could say loy mespaglin mach mesatzma. Means, they're not mefagl the korban, and they don't become mispagil either. They don't become pigul. L'chayre, that's poshet. L'chayre, that's poshet. So the way I would explain this chelik of the sugya is that there are two ways to look at the shlil and the shel. One is the svarah chitzayin of the Gemara. The svarah chitzayin of the Gemara is that the shlil and the shel is not part of the kol. It's like avir. It's like Meir HaGlayim. It's not part of the kol. We'll see later. Cholov. It's not part of the kol. That's one way. The other way to look at it is that it's a tough. It's a tough. In order to make pigul, whenever you make pigul is goyre of the whole kol. You have a machshev as pigul. Now the whole kol becomes pigul. We never say part of the kol becomes pigul. The whole kol becomes pigul. Rebbe Lezer comes and Rebbe Lezer says that there are two halachas. There's one halacha, something which is an ikir hakol. The ikir hakol has a koyach that when it becomes pigul, it's not isolated, it infects the entire kol. Rebbe Lezer is machadish, there's something called tofel of carbon. That's really Rebbe Lezer's chiddush. That there's something called tofel of carbon, just like you have by a broche. Mevorach ala ikir, upoitach za tofel. Roiv of the Achroinim understand it's not pshat that the Tofel doesn't need a bracha. It's that the Tofel is yoytze. There's a famous chakir about this. Hilchos Brichos Hanenin. When we say you make a bracha on the Ikir, you're part of the Tofel, right? It's not the pshat that the Tofel doesn't need a bracha. The Tofel needs a bracha. The bracha on the Ikir part of the Tofel. It includes the tofu. Nafkamin is if you want to eat the tofu before you're going to go ahead to eat the ikel. If you want to eat the tofu before, right? So you're not going to be allowed to eat the tofu before. Person's having cereal or milk. Want to take some milk before they start with the cereal. Person's having a deli salad with some sprinkles of flesh in it, right? It's no problem. You make adome. You don't have to make a shahakal on the flesh. It's a tofu to the salad. Yeah. But if you want to take out a piece of deli, before you made a broch on the adome, you can't do that. You can't do that because... But if you hold that the tofu doesn't need a broch, then the halacha would be that the halacha then would be that you don't even have to go ahead and make a brocha. You could eat it b'miyuchad, you could eat it alone, and with that it's also good. That's what will come out, right? So the same thing Rabbi Elazar is machadish by Kotch. He's saying that by pigul, the koyach of pigul is that when you make something pigul, it's matful the rest of the korm. The rest of the korm becomes invited in. I believe that in this the chachamim totally argue. The chachamim, the svar chitzayin of the Gemara holds, it's like shchite. When you shecht an animal, right? So the whole animal becomes shochet. If you menabel the animal, the whole animal becomes the veil. It's not because the animals are tofel to the neck. It's because the halacha is ein korban choluk. Korban is not split. It goes, the korban doesn't get split. If you do a zrika shalika din, the whole korban becomes posel. Why? Because it's all tofel to the dam? No, because the psul ein korban choluk. So the chachamim understand that when you mefagel one piece of meat on the korban, memela the korban becomes a korban pigul. Period. Right? It's not the rest of korban and stuff. Rebbe Elazar doesn't understand that way. Rebbe Elazar understands that the pigul takes over, becomes a korban shel pigul. The pigul becomes the central theme. It's part of the matter of pigul. And now, the rest of the... So therefore, he says that although the Mishnah says, shlil v'shelye, you can't make pigul, he's saying that's only, it doesn't have a koyach to be mefagel b'toras ikel. Because it's such a tuffle to the behemah, but it's in the parasha pigul. That's his lumdus of understanding. That's how he understands. And that's why he says that if you mefagel the zevach, then this does become pigul. It is part of the korban. You understand? That's the Rebbe Elazar and the Chachomim and the Sfar Chitzayin here are arguing in the lumdus of pigul altogether. And the Mela, I don't understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah is clear. The Mishnah says, shlil, shelye, pigul doesn't work. Rebbe Elazar siphons it out. He says, well, it doesn't work if you make it pigul. If you make the rest of the korban pigul, then this would become pigul. That's how we understand it. Now, the Tana for Mishnah is saying, that's what the Gemara's answer is. The Gemara says, when it says, aim the faglin, aim the spaglin, it means that the Mishnah's coming to tell you both. Aim the faglin, like Rebbe Elazar is saying. Right? It's true. If you make it pigul, the rest of the korban doesn't become pigul. Number two, the aim is spaglin, it itself doesn't become pigul on its own. Right? But it could still be that if the rest of the korban became pigul, then it would become pigul. Meaning, because there's another way to learn. We're only looking at it like there's two ways to learn. Other guy, no, that I am. The Gemara is saying, no, there's another way to learn. The other way to learn is that the shlul and the shelya is roy on its own that it should have a din pigul independently, not with the rest of the behemah. That's what the Mishnah is coming to say. Loy mefaglin, it can't make the behemah pigul. For loy mespaglin, and it can't become pigul itself in isolation. But we don't necessarily see completely not like Rebbe Elazar. That's what the Gemara is being doing. I'm explaining to you what the shock of attire of the Gemara is. Why didn't the Gemara see from the beginning? Ain't mefaglin, ain't mespaglin, like the Gemara is saying at the end. Because in the Havamin of the Gemara held that alone of ain't mespaglin is a raya not like Rebbe Elazar. You understand? And that's what I'm trying to explain to you. L'chaira, the word ain't mefaglin, ain't mespaglin sounds like the maskana. So what was the Gemara's kasha? The terrace is, the Gemara and the kasha held that the whole machlekes of Rebbe Elazar and the Chachomim is in tofel v'ikel. in sin. That's the whole machlekes. So then if that's the case, you can't make a distinction and say, well, according to Rabbi Lezer, that the if you mefagel the shlil on its own, it won't become pigul yet. If you mefagel the rest of the korban, it will become pigul. That didn't make sense to the Gemara, because the only issue Rabbi Lezer was tafel and ikya. So that the Gemara felt it was a raya for the b'raisa. The Gemara is being machalik, no, maybe you're wrong what you're thinking. Maybe it's not a tafel v'ikya machlekes. And therefore, Rabbi Lezer agrees, you can't make the shlil shell your pigul on its own. And the only thing is, he also, if once the korban becomes pigul, this becomes pigul too. That's what the Gemara is trying to say. Says the Gemara, Chacham say not like that, exactly. But we're just saying it's no raya. That's all the Gemara is saying. Our thinking was tafel v'yikir, then it would have been a raya. Maskan is, it's not a raya. That's the rule. No, he's saying it's a tuffle to the goat. It's not called ikir zavach. In order to make pigul, you have to have ikir zavach. The only thing I was explaining now was that the havamin of the Gemara to bring a raya from this Mishnah was the Gemara understood that the machloikis of Rav Chachamim was in tuffle v'ikir. If that's the case, if you're trying to make it pigul in isolation, it should work. Right? According to Rabbi Lezer. It must be that it can't become pigul. If it can't become pigul, there's nothing to talk about. The Gemara is saying, no, it's not going with the tafel v'ikir. I'm explaining to you what the havamina maskan of the Gemara was. Now, Rashi here says it's mendes chiddush. Rashi, if you look at Rashi, by or, the Mishnah, along the things it lists, that you can't make pigul, it says, tzemer sheberosh kvosa. Right? Now hair could never become pigul. But the Mishnah goes out of its way here to say tzemesh b'roish hakvosim. What's the tzemesh b'roish hakvosim? So Rashi says, if you look at Rashi says that there'd be a hava meaning that the hair would be included in the skin. See what he says? Oyer roish eini b'chlal hefshet. Moyel boy machshev es pigul m'chishev l'aktir echutz l'zman. Very interesting. So there's two issues here. One issue is that Rashi seems to be saying that the skin would have pigul. The skin of the head of the kvasim would have pigul. Only the hair doesn't have pigul. That seems to be what Rashi's saying. Meaning Rashi's saying, that's when the Mishnah says the hair on top of the skin of the head doesn't have pigul. It's clearly saying, but the skin does. So Rashi's explaining the reason why the skin has pigul, the skin of the head, is because although there's a din of hefshet. So most of the skin of the behemoth is not considered something that goes on the mizbeach. It's not a barak Torah. And it's not a barak chila. So it's not a parasha pigul. But the skin of the head is not included in hefshet. And therefore, the skin of the head is included in pigul. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. But there's two chidushim in this Rashi. Two chidushim. Chidush number one is that since the Torah wasn't mechayev hefshet, so now it's called a barak Torah. Who says? And if the behemah has some water on it, you don't have to take it off either. Why is a barak Torah? Or is not a barak Torah. Why is Rashi automatically assuming that something that you don't have to separate? In other words, by oila it didn't have shit. You have to be mafshit to oila, and you have to give the skin to the crown. Right? So Rashi is saying that the skin on the head is not a bar hefshit. And since it's not a bar hefshit, so therefore it's in the parasha pigul. First of all, mehechetes. Secondly, if you're going to tell me that that's enough of a reason, even though skin is normally not a barak Torah, that's enough of a reason it should be included in pigul. So schlep the hair in too. But there's no din to, there's nothing to take off the skin, and there's nothing to take off the hair. See what I'm saying? Hair is normally not a dover hanikdam, except for sal nozel, and even that's not haktor, right? And skin is not a dover hamakdam. Neither is a dover hamakdam. Most of the oil is a chiyuv. Not only is there no din haktor on the skin, There's a chiyuv to take it off. There's a din hefshet. On the skin of the head, there's no din hefshet. Because the Torah wasn't mechayev. So you're saying, you're saying you're targum. No problem. I don't mind you targum. But that's the notes. Yidl's notes. I'm just saying, Rashi says, the fact that there's no hefshet on the skin of the head translates, it's automatically pigul. That's a huge chiddush, which I'll show you that the Brisker Rav has a big issue with that. But the second issue is that Rashi is some reason assuming that the hair on the head, he's not assuming, the Gemara says it. The Gemara says that the sar is not pigul, right? There's no pigul on the sar, right? So Rashi, for some reason, the sar on the head of the keves, that there's no din of pigul, even though there's no din to take that off also. The skin, there's no din to take off. The hair, there's no din to take off. If the threshold of being valid for pigul is the fact that the Torah wasn't mechayev to remove it, first of all, it's not true. Let's see what the Brisker Rav says. The Brisker Rav comes here in the shiurim. And the Biskov says like this. He says, I think so. He says, it's also in the Rambam, in Psalm Mokdosh. Find the stencil. It's also in the Brisker don't like to rely on the stencil. The Rambam in Hilchos Psalm Mokdosh. So the Biskov says the same thing over there in Perek Yudalet. The same thing that he says in the Shurim. And he says that it's not true. He says, it's true. Oyer HaRoish, Einoi Bichlal Hefshet. It's true. He says, I'm a lady basa. It's not meat. It's not included in the meat of the cold meat. Like Yidl said, you can't take it off, you could take it off, but still not part of the meat. And Akhtore is dam, emurim, basa. There's no din. Akhtore. He says, no, because it's skin. Has a din oil. Look, I'll be tumil, look, I'll be able to skin. He says, well, what's going on? He says, I'll bring you a raya. He says, Share, at some of his gum king, be sure she mchuborim lebosa oilam al gabi mizbeach. The bones also go on the mizbeach. You don't have to take the bones out. If the bones are taken out, they don't go on the mizbeach. But the bones, as long as they're connected, you put on the mizbeach. Yet, if you mafagel on the bones, there's no pigul. If you have a machshavah's pigul on the bones, there's no pigul. It's mamish a pella. There's no din pigul on bones. Even though there's no din nituach on the bones, there's no din that you have to take the bones out. Well, elamai what? The threshold of pigul is not that you don't have to remove it. The threshold is that there's a din haktor on it. You understand? And if you took the bone out, while it was off the Mizbech, you wouldn't put it on the Mizbech. That's the threshold. The threshold is not whether I have an obligation to remove it, the threshold is whether I have an obligation to put it on the Mizbech. That's the Brisker Rav's question. How in the world could the skin on top of the head that doesn't require hefshet be better than that summers? I would like to ask Oilam for next week to look up that Rambam. That Brisker Rav, he's more marach in the Rambam. Perek Yudalet, Halacha Yudzayin. Because L'chayrin, the whole cheshbon that Rashi is telling us here doesn't work. The whole cheshbon doesn't work. Now, additionally, like I said, if we're going to use Rashi's cheshbon, again, obviously one thing will answer the other. Then the hair should also have a pigul. Because the hair, no, I'm saying you don't have to remove it. It's not a question. It falls out. You put the head on the mizbeach with the hair.
Right? A hair can come with full falls out. It's a little different in skin.
What do you mean it falls out?
Well, skin always stays on.
I understand, but the Rashi doesn't say that the reason why the skin has pigles is because it stays on. Because if that would be the case, bones don't fall out either. Right? But there's no pigle on bones. Right? So then what's the chilek? It's a chilek. Anyway, now obviously, I just want to get you the Zera Avraham, Menachem Zemer, because he, from what I recall, asked this question. Let me just get the cash. Yeah. Mai shnor haroish, sheichon shel nifrad min haroish, ein mefaglen boy. V'afo pikeim bezman shel mechuber mefaglen boy. That's what Rashi say. Halo yatsema sheberoish akvosim, v'atsomo is kam keinim niktorim b'mechuber. V'afo pikeinim is paglen. You understand? Rabbi Nachum Zem is mamash asking like that. You have bones, you have skin, and you have hair. All three of those things don't have to be removed. Right? Yet, the bones and the hair, there's no din of pigle. No, not the skin of the head. The skin of the head, the bones, and the hair doesn't have to be removed. Right? Afa pikein, right? The Gemara is saying here that there's a din pigle. The Gemara seems to be saying, anyway. The Gemara seems to be saying that there's a din pigle on the skin of the head, because the Gemara says the hair on the skin, there's no pigle. So Rashi says, you know why? Because the skin, there's no hefshet on the skin. So what? There's no hefshet on bones. There's no hefshet on the hair of the head either. So the whole thing is the marafi signal. So I would ask the Oilam next week again to primarily look up the Rambam, because we'll come to some conclusion on what's Nichlal and Pigul. Look up the Rambam, Perek Yudalid, Hilchos Psulei HaMukdoshim, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam, really Halacha Zayin and Halacha Ches, and also to look up the Briskerov, the Griz. We'll put it up a little on the thing, Perek, in that same Halacha, Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha, Perek Yudalid, Halacha Zayin. Okay. How are you?
Good to see you.
David, I think you're the only...
Only one today.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Don't break that.
This thing goes through.